Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Did you know that you have a key to a better life right inside of you? Everybody has a spiritual connection that, once unlocked, can lead to a healthier, wealthier, and happier life. Welcome to Akashic Therapy, Unlock the Records of Your Soul, with your host, Amanda Romania. Together, we'll tap into this valuable spiritual resource. Come join us. Now, here is Amanda Romania.
Hello and welcome to Akashic Therapy for the Soul with me, your host, Amanda Romania, and I'm talking to you live from here in Sedona, Arizona. This is my first show of a 13-week program to talk about the Akashic Records. You may have heard them referenced in other radio shows or seen them in a topic in a bookstore. Sometimes it's called the Hall of Records or even the Book of Life. Each week in my show, Akashic Therapy, we'll be looking at a different aspect of the records, such as how to find your destiny, manifest abundance, how to clear those old relationships and attract the new ones that really bring you joy. I'll be inviting guests each week to talk about their experience with the Akashic Records, people like you and me who are seeking a spiritual experience and really engaging with their soul journey. I'll also be talking with many authors who are writing amazing, inspirational books that they can leave as a positive legacy in their Akashic Records. And of course, I'd love to invite you, the listener, to really engage with me here. Ask your questions, leave your thoughts. So each week, I hope you'll reach out to me at this email, akashictherapist@gmail.com, or call the Voice America number for live calls. Please call in, because you may be asking a question that someone out there needs to hear the answer also to. And you be bringing forward an area of the Akashic Records I've not covered, but I need to. Your energy is a massive connection with this show, and I'm so grateful for your time and thought. So please reach out after my guest interview today, as I'll be live here in the studio to take your calls. So, the Akashic Records, what's it all about? If I had to describe the Akashic Records in one sentence, I would have to say it's an etheric library containing the journey of every soul. So, for a moment, if you can think about a computer, think of your physical body as the hardware, and the Akashic Record is the database of your soul's journey. It records every thought, deed, action, relationship you ever had in every incarnation you ever had. And I can imagine what you're thinking now. This has to be a massive library. And I agree. Sometimes when you're navigating this, it can be a little overwhelming. And that's why I broke it down into understandable language with workable tools for everyone to understand and work with. Today's show, I hope, will shed a greater light upon the Akashic Records and how you can use them in your everyday life and spiritual journey. Think of them as your own book of knowledge and your own subconscious wisdom. It was often the gifted psychic who could only access this Akashic Record. But guess what? As we've been evolving in our consciousness on Earth, yes, we're beginning to open our own records. And remember how connected we are to everything and everyone. Our intuition is developing, and for many, that sixth sense of awareness is activating. So ask yourself this: have you ever had deja vu? Have you ever felt a strong connection to someone or an overwhelming dislike of a person at that first meeting? Have you ever had physical symptoms that seem to come and go for no reason? And do you know things about people without being told? If you've answered one or more of these questions, then you're probably connecting to the Akashic Records. Think of them like a mobile phone or a radio signal. If you're using your energy at a certain level, you'll pick up these psychic messages. I wrote the book Akashic Therapy back in 2011 to try to explain my journey with the Akashic Records and how I developed a system to help people read their records and heal the sadness, clear the energy blockages, or with many people, simply bring clarity to their spiritual journey and why they're here on earth at this time. And by the way, if you want to find more about this book, you can find me on Amazon, www.amazon.com. Just look out for Amanda Romania in books. As this is my first show, I thought I'd take the time to share a little of my personal spiritual mission and my journey at this time. I had my spiritual awakening in 1995. And like many of you listening, I began to question why I was really here on earth. Over the next few years, I worked at my day job, running my retail business and taking every opportunity to travel on sacred journeys around the globe. Every month, I used my free time to attend workshops, learning, gathering more information. It was in Egypt I realized I had the gift of clairvoyancy, was a record keeper, and had access to the Akashic Records. I was on a tour with 33 other initiates on a two-week trip through the pyramids and temples, and I was beginning to see and connect to everyone's past lives. But I came to realize that I could not possibly have been in those lifetimes. It just didn't seem to add up. And I began to ask questions of how past life regression really worked. I knew I had the gift of clairvoyance, but still this felt a little bit deeper, a little bit strange. I'd be with people and I would hear a word, a name, a country, a period in history. And sometimes when I was really connecting with someone, I would even see their face shift to a different picture. When I returned to England after this trip, I began to search for more answers. I trained with an amazing spiritual teacher who was very well versed in Egyptian priestess rituals, and I knew she could answer the questions I was asking. And most important, remind me I wasn't going crazy. I was simply awakening to my spiritual gift, to my destiny. It would take many more journeys, sometimes even three per year, and lots of time in the Great Pyramids in meditation for me to finally have a true understanding of what the Akashic Matrix, how it worked, what it did, and how I could connect with it. I began to train with other spiritual teachers. I studied angel therapy with Doreen Virtue. I went to Heal Your Life with Louise Hay. I took all of their systems and their teachings, and I helped work them through that enhanced my work. And that's what I put together for clients. Clients would come to me for a reading, and at first they would tell people, I had a session with Amanda, but I'm not quite sure what happened. All I know is that we connected into this really peaceful place. I shifted some things, I cleared some things, and things cleared for me in my life. So they would keep coming back, but still I needed a method. I needed something that I could describe to people. In 2010, I sat down and took ownership of this personal skill, and I wrote my Akashic Records method. It's very simple, and when I share this overview, I know this subject will be an illusion no more. And each week in this radio show, I'll share an aspect in depth, and with a guest interview, I hope we can demonstrate how it can really work for you. This work is not about hiding in the shadows, but about lifting the veil and giving you a gift of empowering your life and your soul journey. I found the Akashic Records sometimes called a matrix or a field of energy and can be accessed when you're relaxed and in total connection with your heart chakra. Because when you're in your heart, this is where we really find our truth. And although we see and hear and feel some challenging aspects of ourselves, when we're in our heart energy, we're able to move gently through them. And you always feel as if you're in control. So, what happens first? Well, first of all, I'll help you connect with your heart energy, and then we link this with golden light to the universal Akashic Matrix. We do this in gentle meditation, eyes closed, relaxed. We keep to visualization and we start imagining a peaceful garden sanctuary. And it's in this garden sanctuary that we can see everything into your subconsciousness. I will ask what colors you see, because I know these colors will direct me to the chakra that needs healing or work within the records. It's very important we look at the state of your garden. Some gardens are in full bloom and some are grey and in disrepair. It doesn't really make any difference, because one of the first things that I will have you do is imagine you're sending a rejuvenating energy to your garden. We'll start filling it with water features, because this brings flow and abundance to your life. Building structures, well, that attracts stability and security. And once your garden is in a vibrant space, then we start to see which spirit guides, angels, and ascended masters are wishing to work with you. And that's where the magic happens. Because as you're guided to work in these different realms, we begin to be able to navigate your Akashic records. And what's great is that you're there present, navigating them as well. We can start with the realms of past lives, where you lived, what you did. And normally in this area, there's a lot of sadness, but also a lot of joy. So this is a case of reclaiming those energy gifts, those insights of wisdom, and those connections that you left behind. You're not having to relive them. You're simply going in and detecting and decoding what was there for you in the past and how that can help you again in this current life. In your present lives, we look directly at your contracts with your relationships, homes, jobs, money. Sometimes it can seem like they're what we call 3D aspects of life, but they're very relevant because these are the lessons you came to learn in spiritual journey this time. Another area is your future lives. A lot of people are able to see what their life will be like next lifetime. And then there's your cosmic lives. Where has your soul traveled to in the cosmos and universe? And which planets and star systems do you connect to? And the life between lives. What happens to your soul when it passes from your physical body? At the moment, you may be seeing a lot of books about near-death experiences. Very popular topic. And in this life between life area, you can explore this, although you don't have to go through a major drama to get there. Each area holds its own wisdom and knowledge. And I'll help you guide through these passageways. And then we bring you back into your day, just simply feeling as if you took a journey. Nothing stressful, just a place of peace. It's in this area that you really get to examine if you've old contracts. Imagine that you've been making legal contracts. It's very easy to see, but we tend to avoid those emotional contracts. And especially in past lives, there are some old curses left behind. I worked a lot in Glastonbury around England, and a lot of the old historic stories, the legends, were connected to this area. And it was very interesting when you would take people back into these past lives, just simply to look, observe, and then decide what they wanted to do. A lot of old karma and old emotional ties can be left there. And when these are filling up your Akashic records, what you find is that then you're trying to program new affirmations and manifestations into your records. But when you've got this old energy, these toxic ties that you didn't even know were lying there, if you're trying to overload that, what can happen is your new records, your new joy, abundance, happiness, well, it simply sits there and waits. So I always say to people, we're simply going to clear up. We're going to have no judgment in this. We're not going to worry about this. We're simply going in to understand what is there for you. So when you're working with filling up your records, you can start to bring a lot of peace and understanding. Keys and codes are very essential with this. And we hear about a lot of people saying you have to place forgiveness, you have to place compassion. The Akashic Records works directly with this. And that's where you can open your book, decide which areas you wish to work in, and then recode, re-upload, simply taking out that spam email that's been dragging your life in this lifetime. So we're going to take a little break right now. And when I return, I'm going to be interviewing with someone who regularly reviews her records. Someone that clears all those records that do not serve in order for her to embrace amazing opportunities that really come her way. I'm delighted that I was able to interview with an amazing woman called Kate McKinnon. She lives in Livermore, California. Kate is a physical therapist originally from the UK, specializing in something called craniosacral therapy. She's also an author of From My Hands and Heart, Achieving Health and Balance with Craniosacral Therapy, and it's published by the Awesome Hay House. So don't forget, after this break and after this interview, I will be taking some live questions and answering some emails. So please stay tuned, and it would be great to connect to you after this break.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Are you a spiritual seeker? Have you always pondered the deeper questions in life? Have you looked at many spiritual paths and found some answers, but are looking for more? The Open Door, brought to you by the Summit Lighthouse, brings you each week practical spiritual teachings and tools that promote self-mastery, higher consciousness, and the opportunity to connect with the Ascended Masters. Join Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy as we explore the universe of spirituality, live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the 7th Wave Channel.
Much can be learned from the new children who embody a higher vibration and consciousness. However, the world we live in has not always been understanding of the gifts, differences, and awarenesses that they contribute. Listen for Journey with the New Children, Teens, and Adults, presented by Saturn III Light Flyers. Each week, hosts Michael and Janice Bordway, along with their son and frequent guest host Tristan Bordway, share the discoveries of parenting and being one of the new children. It's an amazing journey. Join us Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Akashic Therapy, Unlock the Records of Your Soul, with Amanda Romania. To reach the show today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to Amanda at AmandaRomania.com. Now, back to Akashic Therapy.
Welcome back to Akashic Therapy with Amanda Romania. I'm delighted to welcome my guest today. She is a really dear friend and an amazing person. It's Kate McKinnon, and she lives in Livermore, California. Kate's a physical therapist originally from the UK, and she specializes in craniosacral therapy. And she's also an author of the great book, My Hands and Heart, Achieving Health and Balance with Craniosacral Therapy, which is published by the Awesome Hay House. So, hi, Kate. Welcome. How are you today?
Hi, Amanda. It's great to be speaking with you today. I'm doing well and enjoying the heat of California.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, here in Sedona, it's been absolutely amazing. So, plenty of sunshine to send out to everyone today. So, craniosacral therapy, it's becoming a rising star in the therapy world, but not many people have obviously probably heard of it. So, do you want to share a little bit about it, Kate, and why you're so passionate about it?
Yes, craniosacral therapy, cranio is the cranium, which is the head, our skull, and then the sacral part is our sacrum, which is the triangular-shaped bone down at the base of the spine. So what we're really talking about here is our whole of our nervous system, the cranium encasing and protecting the brain, and then the sacrum and our spine encasing and protecting our spinal column. So we have the spinal cord. So we have everything held and protected by all those bones, and then we have that whole system that's bathed in a fluid called the cerebrospinal fluid. And it's that fluid that brings in nutrients and takes away waste that is so important to us as craniosacral therapists, because it has a slight change in volume in a rhythmical manner. And this creates something called the craniosacral rhythm. And this is what we're feeling and can feel that throughout the body. So when we put our hands on somebody, we're paying attention to how that well, that rhythm is working, and we're paying attention to the quality of it throughout the body. So we can see where our system and our body is struggling to work efficiently and in balance. So what we do then is wherever the body is struggling to work well, we'll put our hands on and we'll start to listen and be guided by the inner wisdom of the body to see how it would like to solve the problem. So that's one of the key elements to craniosacral work, is that the inner wisdom, that part of us that knows exactly how to heal, is invited forward to lead the session. So my job as a craniosacral therapist is to pay attention to my clients' inner wisdom to lead what happens, which is kind of a big change, paradigm shift from how I was trained as a physical therapist, where I would do the evaluation and then I would decide what needed to be done to the patient, to the patient's body. And so it's kind of flipped around. I still do the evaluation and take a look at what's going on. And then my hands are kind of guided to how the body can the most efficiently find balance in the body. So it's a combination of knowing the anatomy and the physiology of the body, along with paying attention to the energetic element of the body. So it's combining both of those, and that's really been where my passion has been at. There was something missing for me until I found craniosacral therapy, and then I found what was missing. It was acknowledging the emotional and the energetic and spiritual level of ourselves to have complete support.
So really, you're able to tune into the body's energy messages?
Yeah.
How would you describe that? Do you get sort of like words, or do you see colors or messages? How would you describe that briefly?
One way I do it is just really very much on the felt sense. So oftentimes when we have an energetic holding in the body, we tend to wall it off and have it in the smallest amount of space possible in the body without, and then causing the least amount of disruption. But still, it will send off like circles of energy, like, you know, like putting a pebble in the pond, and it sends out those ripples. And so those ripples are the ones that I can feel with my hands. And so I can hone in and say, okay, that's where some energy is being held. And then when energy is releasing from the body and there's a shift happening, my hands are following the changes in the body. And often there's heat released, there's some pulsing under the tissue of that area. The breath often changes. Often the client will feel tingling and some changes happening. A lot of times the client will see different colors, just as you were talking about. And then oftentimes there is that cellular memory. There is a memory of an event that happened in that tissue. And the client will suddenly say, you know, do you think that car accident I was in 10 years ago could be relevant to here? Or, you know, just some story that they'd long time forgotten, and it will suddenly pop back in their memory. And what I pay attention to then when they say that is the cranial sacral rhythm. So when there's something very significant happening in the body, the rhythm goes into what we call a significant detector. The rhythm stops, and it is an abrupt stop. And so when I feel that, then I know that we're working on something that's very relevant to that process.
Yeah. And what would you say are the key things? What are the top three things that clients generally come to you? Is it physical, emotional, even spiritual or mental well-being? Which are the key things that they come to you for, they find, seek you out for?
I would say predominantly there are the physical pain issues that are of a chronic nature. Okay. It's really common for people to come and see me because they're at their wit's end, as we say in Britain. They've tried everything, and they've certainly tried everything with Western medicine, and they're just like, and they're not getting the results that they want. So, you know, oftentimes they don't really know what cranial sacral therapy is, but somebody said, hey, why don't you give it a try? It really helped me. And they're like, well, nothing else is really working, so I'll give Kate a go.
Yeah. So I've been with you, and it's been amazing, the shift in my, just in my energy and what I've then been able to create and what I've then been able to do. I've been very grateful for the time I've been able to spend with you.
Yeah, thanks, Amanda.
Oh, you're welcome. So I also want to just share a little bit about how we met, which I think was divine intervention. We met on Dr. Wayne Dyer's European trip in 2011. And when I look back, it was almost like a storybook episode, a karmic soul journey. There were so many things and so many people, and we journeyed through, I think it was Lourdes, we journeyed through Croatia, and we started off in Assisi in Italy, and you and I connected straight away. And although we came from different fields, we could have very similar spiritual conversations. And I remember that was a journey when you really taught me about the powers of intention. And I remember writing in my book, I will meet Dr. Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay. And Louise Hay turned up out of the blue. And I actually got to sit with you and spend time with Wayne. I know he's a dear friend and a client of yours and very, very supportive of your work. But you achieved some magic on that journey as well. I'd love it if you could share that with the listeners.
Yes, I had the very great opportunity of working on Louise Hay, and then also the CEO of Hay House, Reed Tracy. And in fact, I worked on the events director, Nancy Levin, as well, all on that trip. Wow. And it was as a result of working on them that I got asked to write a book on cranial sacral therapy, which had been sort of in a vague background of me, but you know, it's kind of an interesting mix of following your passion and just doing what you really enjoy, mixed in with, I think, saying yes to when we get asked to do these things. And so when I got asked to write the book, I said yes, and had no idea how to go about writing a book. And you probably remember, Amanda, going to Magigoria, which was the last place we visited on our trip in Europe.
Yeah.
And so we had the opportunity to walk up Vision Hill, which was where the Virgin Mary had appeared to these teenagers, I think it was a number of times. So it was a place where we were kind of invited to vision, to kind of see and access what we wanted to create. So I remember standing on that hill and just really asking that I be supported, and that whatever it is that I would need and whatever it is I would need to know to write that book, that it would come. So I really placed a lot of trust in that whole process of the universe providing whatever it is that I would need to do it. And I did take a big sort of leap of faith with that. And I think, you know, both of us have these very busy, full lives, and it really seems like it's never the right time to take on a project like that. We both have a lot going on. And I would have to say to anybody who, you know, is thinking those same thoughts, that they have too much on their plate and they can't take on the project that they would really like to do, is just, like I say, put that aside and just go for it, and just ask that, you know, the time appears and that the support shows up for you. And that's certainly what happened for me.
Yeah, that was magical. I still remember the day. It was just such a shift, and it was just as if it was a journey of miracles. It was a wonderful opportunity to share. So any more books on the horizon for you? Are you teaching anywhere? What's coming up in the summer? Are you speaking on any more Hay House events?
I've been just taught a workshop with a friend of mine, and we've been using how we can use touch and intuition together, which was a very fun co-creative process. I will be speaking at the Cranial Sacral Conference in Florida next year at Beyond the Jura, which is, I'm very honored to be speaking there. And then about how to take the message of cranial sacral therapy to the wider world. So in other words, just sort of showing up and sharing your passion and message. And then I love to be able to teach the layperson how to do this, because all of us can do cranial sacral therapy. All of us can use our hands and be guided in our skill on that. And so I'm teaching a workshop with the friend Robin in September called Share Care, and that's where we'll teach everybody some basic techniques that they can use on their loved ones, their pets, their friends. So that's something that I really enjoy doing.
Excellent. So where can people reach you, Kate? What's the best way to reach out to you or find out what you're doing?
So I'm very active on social media, on Facebook and Twitter. So Facebook is From My Hands and Heart, that's my Facebook. And then on Twitter, my handle is myhands_heart. And then you can find out all of my information is posted on my website also, which is www.kmackinnon.com, which is kmackinnon.com.
Great. And I know that they can find your book on Amazon. I know they can find it on the hayhouse.com site. So it's really worth checking that out. I loved it. It gave me so much insight into the clients, but also into some self-healing techniques that I hadn't even been aware of, and some really ways of getting in touch with energy that was fascinating for me, that I knew we could access it from the Akashic Zone, but it was how you brought the messages through and just how you write about your journey. I just found it a really compelling book. So anyone out there that's thinking about that book, that's where you'll find it. So thank you very, very much, Kate. I just love your passion for your work. You have an amazing skill, a healer and a teacher regarding this subject. And I know when I've gone to see you speak at Hay House events, everyone is just mesmerized by the amount of compassion that you have and the amazing hope that you bring. I do wish you the best of luck in the future, and I'm so glad that you could spend some time to talk with my listeners and spend some time with me. I'm really, really grateful.
Well, thank you so much, Amanda. I know we've had many long talks together, and I really appreciate how much we've shared together.
Oh, no, it's been wonderful. So thank you, Kate McKinnon. And now we're going to take a short break, and when I come back, I'll be answering some of those questions. So we'll take a short break, and I'll see you soon.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. On the program Inside Out, our outsides match our insides. Join host Beth Green along with co-host James Maynard for an insightful weekly journey that lets us all be real with no boundaries. We'll discuss current events, interview amazing guests, challenge old ideas, and see ourselves and our world more clearly. It's about you as much as us. So you're invited to call in, write in, and most of all, tune in. Listen for Inside Out, live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Being outside the box is your thrival guide to living outside this reality. Are you always waiting for your ship to come in? Do problems happen to you? What if you created your life rather than sitting by waiting? Do you live in the fantasies of this reality, winning the lottery, waiting for your prince, princess to come, even being healthy? Do you always do what is expected of you rather than choosing for you? What if the rules didn't apply, and what if you could thrive from a different space? Join host Lynn Waldrop for Tools to Being Outside the Box. Listen Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Akashic Therapy, Unlock the Records of Your Soul with Amanda Romania. To reach the show today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to amanda@amandaromania.com. Now, back to Akashic Therapy.
Hello and welcome back. My name is Amanda Romania and I'm here live in the studio taking calls and emails. So, what have we been talking about today? Well, I've been just describing the Akashic Records and how working with your records can really empower your spiritual journey in life. And in this part of the program, I listen to the messages from my guides and your guides if I have permission from you and your higher self energy. One thing I have to mention is that if you ever go for a reading or that you're asking someone to look into your energy, you have to give permission first. It's your own personal power, and any good clairvoyant Akashic reader will wait for that permission. So I also work with my Akashic Oracle deck, and in this way, I can gather words, symbols, and messages from the Akashic Zone regarding your Akashic contracts. So if there's anything out there you wanted to ask about, dial in the number or simply just email me here at amanda@amandaromania.com or akashictherapist@gmail.com. So my first question today is from John in Wisconsin. And he's asking about the kind of environment that it's best to surround himself when he's meditating on his records. Okay, so the first thing that you have to know is that when you're working in that heart chakra energy, you're really working with a zone of protection. You can bring in your angels. I really advise that you work with Archangel Michael for protection when you start, and that you create an environment that you feel safe in. I connect with clients all over the world. I work in lots of different time zones. And one of the first things that I will check when I'm on a Skype call with them or a phone call with them is that they feel safe. Now, sometimes in life, doors start to open, phones will ring. I don't see that as a disturbance. I see sometimes as that spirit knocking on the door, just giving a little heads up for some things that you need to pay attention to. So no, phone calls, disturbances, if anyone walks into the room where you're working on your records, no, it doesn't really disturb the flow. What it's doing is helping you keep with the flow even while all the things around you are moving. I always say you can place a candle, a little incense, and that just keeps the energy free around the room. It just shifts anything that's toxic, that's old, that's negative. My favorite spray, lavender. I love lavender oil. It's cleansing, it's purifying, it's healing. And if I'm doing any work with people where I'm taking them into a sacred zone or a kind of back into an initiation from an old past life, I always turn to rose oil. When we worked in Egypt, rose oil was started at the beginning of ceremony, and just rubbing it in your hands and taking it through your aura, we always did this at the end of a ceremony. And what I found with that was that it just keeps that fragrance, keeps that frequency high. Because when that energy frequency is high, your higher self energy just comes all around you, and it really helps you access that subconscious wisdom. So I hope that helps, John. I hope you'll be working with a deeper level of your records. So my next question is from Cheryl in California. And Cheryl's asking about the method that I use. Is this the same as a hypnotherapy session, she's asking. Well, back in the days when I was first working with the Akashic Records, I used to try and follow the same regression methods that my friends would use, things that they had been trained in as hypnotherapists. The only thing I found with that for me was that I was engaging with my head or my mental energy, and my heart seemed to be a little pushed out to the side. I couldn't quite access the depth of what I was feeling in the records. So what I found was that if I started with heart energy and I really built and accessed that heart chakra energy, then messages would come a lot quicker, angelic guides would be giving me more clarity, and I wasn't second guessing. What I found with the mind is that although it's a fantastic way of accessing, sometimes the ego, and we all talk about the ego and how that works, sometimes what that can be doing is giving you mind chatter. Mind chatter is, you don't do this. I don't believe you. This is not what you're supposed to be talking about. You should be second guessing this. And in those ways, you start to doubt. And when those doubts happen, that's when you lose the trust, you lose the intuition, and that clairvoyancy or that third eye starts to close. And for a lot of us that came with clairvoyant sight as children, we know that when we weren't able to express our dreams, talk about the guides that we were connecting with, and that this land of make-believe, we were told it wasn't real. Well, I guess that's where we all started to go to sleep. But I'm finding that in 2014, so many more people, they're just awakening. And like I said earlier in the show, people are having these deja vu moments and they can't quite answer them. So I do agree with hypnotherapy. If you're going into a past life regression and you want someone to take you and hold your hand step by step, but if you're really working with that Akashic record zone, the first thing for you is to look at it with your heart, because in the heart, when you're making changes with contracts, you're looking at your karma. Sometimes we have karmic records that we don't really want to look at. And with the mind, we start to judge these. And what I always say to people is, if you can avoid the judgments and simply do observations, you're going to gather a whole lot more of the information that you need. And it's this information that you can work with at that deeper level. So, Cheryl, I hope that gives you some insight, and I hope that will maybe open some doors that you feel you could do this kind of Akashic therapy for yourself and not feel that necessarily you have to go outside yourself and go into that mental zone with the hypnotherapists. And sometimes it can just help just to answer a few little questions and trust our intuition ourselves. So my next question, these are great questions today. Susan from Arizona. Susan tells me she's been on her spiritual path and she's been creating affirmations and she's been working with a wish board daily. And she asks the question, is this going directly to my Akashic records? Well, what I'd have to answer that for you, Susan, in Arizona, is yes. By placing these affirmations in a written and a visual way, and you can do this in a meditation, or you can do this by physically writing these and placing these records around your home, placing these on affirmation boards, creating wish boards. You're directly opening these up in your present life. So when you're working with your present life records, you can be doing this in a practical, everyday way. But if you're connecting with that Akashic zone, really going in your heart for that minute and really connecting with your guides around you, what can happen is this information that's in front of you on your wish board, and it can be relationships, it can be job, work, career, money. If you can imagine it lifting as energy off that physical board and going right up into a library or the garden sanctuary that I talked before, if you can imagine that that's really lifting up and it's going into that zone, then that's what's exactly happening. It's when we leave this energy and we forget about it and we just let it move around and we doubt it a little bit and we sometimes think that we're not deserving and we don't commit to it. That can be sometimes where the blockages come in and the records, well, they just simply go to sleep and they're not paying any attention to it. I have to also say, Susan in Arizona, that if you're placing new things into your records, sometimes it's helpful that you go into your records and especially in your present life and you say, okay, have I got any contracts outstanding with people in my relationship zone that I've promised this and I've promised that? And that could be holding me back in this lifetime from having this relationship that I'm trying to hold. Well, guess what? That's where the clearing out needs to be done. It's simply a case of a process of a conversation, a meditation, a forgiveness, and a release. And what I also have to say is that while you're reading any of these amazing books and you're reading about laws of manifestation, laws of affirmations, ask and it be given, and these books have amazing, amazing wisdom, just know that yes, it's going directly into your Akashic records. It's being written up. Every action, every deed, it's all being written up. Okay, so I hope, Susan, that that's answered some questions, and hopefully I'll be able to talk a little bit more about this when I do my present lives, which will be in a few weeks from now. So next one we have through is, okay, great. I've got an email from James in San Francisco, and he asks the question, is it only through Egypt that I would be able to connect with these halls of records? What I would have to say is Egypt was my method. Egypt was my place of awakening. And next week, we'll be talking in depth about past lives and a connection that I had with Egypt and most of my past lives in Egypt. So I'd love for you to share with any of those past lives that you feel are relevant or you've questions about in next week's show as well. And what I found was that the Hall of Records that I connected to was directly linked to the Sphinx and the Great Pyramid. What I also found, though, was when I worked in Central America, I did this from around 2006 to around 2012. And there were certain temples, certain tombs connected to the Mayan times that directly held record books. And although some of the pictures are similar with Egypt and Central America, if you're feeling the energy, and any of those of you that are out there and you're empaths or you're clairsentient, you can feel the energy. What you will find is that these are areas where your consciousness comes in and it's almost as if you get a direct plug-in to those records. And what I found in Central America was that whilst we were going towards the December 21, 2012, I was really working with a lot of record houses through Mexico, especially in Chichen Itza, around Copan, and directly in that Mexican trail. So I came off duty a little bit in Egypt. I went on duty in Central America, but I believe that's where Spirit was guiding me to work. And then after a little while, Spirit sent me, as in 2013, to Sedona, Arizona. And if you're familiar with this part of the world, you'll know that it's red rocks, vortexes, and there's a lot of Native American energy. And when I came to Sedona, I wasn't quite sure of how my work or my Akashic record work would be enhanced here, or could I even work here? I just came simply as a visit to explore. What I found here was amazing. This, I was told within my first 2-3 weeks, was the area where the Native Americans came to Vision Quest. And what I discovered was that in this location, you have vortexes of energy, which are a little bit, I would describe as hotspots, and great spaces and places to connect in. And what I found was that when you sit very silent here in nature, that you're able to look out, take yourself into a gentle space, again, going in your heart. And when you find that you can access that heart energy, well, that's where you're able to see into future lives, see into the connections with Spirit. Now, in those Native American times, yes, there was a lot of ritual, a lot of reverence, and a lot of amazing energies that walked the earth here. And sometimes I have to catch myself when I'm in Sedona and make sure that I'm grounded, make sure that I'm having my everyday experience, and that I keep my Akashic readings to when I'm feeling safe and that I'm in a contained space. Because everyone wants to have that normal everyday experience. So, yes, if anyone out there is thinking, is it only through Egypt? I would have to say sometimes I find my quickest, fastest connection is there, but not necessarily. Sometimes it can be different. Now, Lucy from New York, she just emailed in and she asked about a relationship contract. And I'm coming up to a quick space of time. So the thing is, what I'm going to say for you is that, Lucy, you've got new love coming. So this old contract that you're thinking or asking me about can be holding you back. But if you can brace that with some serenity, you'll start to see that emerging. So if anyone's got any questions and you'd like some answers, next week's the week. And you can also reach out to me on Facebook and Twitter. So that's all for this week on Akashic Therapy for the Soul. Please join me next week when I'm talking to you about who you can meet within the etheric dimensions of the Akashic Records. Join me for Akashic Guides, Ascended Masters, and Spirits. My guest next week will be Amy Moskow. She lives in Palm Desert, California. She's an intuitive and spiritual channel, able to identify energy patterns and disturbances within a person's energy matrix. So, it's nearly time for me to say goodbye. Remember, you can email me at amanda@amandaromania.com or visit my website at www.amandaromania.com to book an appointment, buy books, or simply find out more about my work. So remember, when you need to heal those karmic records, binding contracts, and gain freedom to manifest your destiny that make you really able to contribute to your planet and your universe in a positive way, then just tune in. And until next week, remember to take a moment and ask what the secret is you wish to unlock in your soul's spiritual journey. Until the next time, may blessings be with you. This has been Amanda Romania sharing her Akashic Therapy message. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to Akashic Therapy. Please join Amanda Romania again next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Together, we'll explore another key to unlock the happiness that's within you.